kind of impurity into his presence? What kind of God is that? In our world, we cry out when there's injustice. Look at the news when there's injustices committed, and there are true, atrocious injustices in our world, and people cry out. This injustice needs to be taken care of. People need to pay the price for what they've done. And that is a real, godly desire. It's built into us for justice. Of course, caveats, it's not always, you know, implemented in the right way in our world, yada, yada, yada. But our cry for justice shows us something deep that God has created us after his image, that we might want justice. And what kind of God is it that is not perfectly just? A God that would allow murders to go on unpunished. God that would allow abuse. God that would allow any of these injustices into his presence. No matter how small, no matter how great, we would cry, "You are not a just God," and it is true. That is no God at all to worship or to go after. So the non-Christian who goes after a God who demands perfection has no hope. A non-Christian who goes after a God who just requires you to work hard enough, there's no perfection there. There's no hope there. That God is not a true God. Well, the non-Christian can go another direction. A world without a God. Just throw God out altogether. A world without a God is meaningless. Because we're just the result of random mutations over billions of years. Any sense of meaning that we might feel like life has, any kind of weight, it's really just a result of kind of electrical firings in our brain. Our cry for justice really is nothing real. It's just a biological tick of our brains. Maybe we'll evolve past it one day. Why bother treating people right if there is no God? Why bother caring for others? Why bother being true to your commitments and faithful to others? There's nothing after death. We're just a result of random mutations, and there's no hope in that life. There's no hope for those people. Without the resurrection, what hope can we have? What hope is there? There's no hope in Christianity without a resurrection. There's no hope anywhere else outside of Christianity without a resurrection. There is no hope or meaning to any of life for anyone without a resurrection. Yesterday, the New York Times ran an interview with the president of a prominent, especially an historically prominent seminary in America. And this president, she clearly denied that the resurrection occurred. And she said that an empty tomb symbolizes that the ultimate love of our lives cannot be crucified and killed. She takes the resurrection purely symbolically. It's a purely symbolic story. There's no historical meaning to the resurrection. It's purely me-focused. She says the ultimate love in our lives, talking about loves that we have for other people, it's a me-focused. It's a human-centric view of the resurrection and reality without reference to God or his holiness. She goes on to say, "For me, the message of Easter is that love is stronger than life or death." Jesus is the embodiment of love to her. The message of Easter is that love is stronger than life or death. That's a much more awesome claim than that they put Jesus in the tomb and 3 days later he wasn't there. For Christians for whom the physical resurrection becomes a sort of obsession, that seems to me a pretty wobbly faith. What if tomorrow somebody found the body of Jesus still in the tomb? Would that then mean that Christianity was a lie? No. Faith is stronger than that. I think Paul would pretty clearly disagree. The history of the church would clearly disagree. Absolutely, I stake my faith on the fact that that tomb is empty. If we can put a video camera in there 2,000 years ago and show me somehow that it didn't happen, I'm walking out the door. We're here because the resurrection occurred. The tomb was empty. I'm happy to be one who obsesses over the resurrection. Look at the power of God. She's right that Jesus is the embodiment of love, but he's so much more than that. God is just and the justifier because of Jesus. A physical resurrection is central to our faith. If we lose the resurrection, we lose the biblical Jesus, we lose new life, we lose salvation, we lose God, we lose any kind of hope or meaning in life. But positively, the resurrection provides the grounds for the truth and ongoing work of Jesus. It's the grounds for the new life we have in Christ. It's the ground for the great salvation that is ours by faith. It underscores that God is true as he says he is. And it gives us a sacred and solemn meaning to life, a hope of eternity in the presence of God. Without it, we have nothing. There's no alternate history that works out well if we lose the resurrection. If we lose it, there's no hope in the future. And so this is essential. You need the resurrection. You need it. You individually, personally, you need the resurrection. It makes us consider, what do you think of this man who shed his blood, who laid down his life for his sheep, who rose again on the third day, according to the scriptures, according to his own word? Who is this man? Is this the man that you run to and say, my Lord and my God? You have all the hope in the world, if that is true. But if not, may this be the day of salvation to you. To confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, friend, you shall be saved. The resurrection is a call to us all. Lay down your arms, for Jesus Christ is the risen King. Let's look to him in prayer. Oh, Father, what a glorious thing that from all eternity, you and the Son and the Spirit together conspired that we might be saved, that Jesus Christ might come to lay down his life for his sheep and rise again for our justification. Oh Lord, we thank you for this day that we celebrate the resurrection that is Christ's, the resurrection that shall be ours on that day. We look to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Build us up, we ask, as we celebrate your love for us, shown on the cross, shown in the empty tomb. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.